All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Morton School District podcast. We are starting our 2023-24 school year. And our first guest this week is a junior with us who's going to talk about one of our new programs. For those who are new or maybe found us on some of the different sites that we're on, this is Morton School District in Morton, Washington. And my name is John Hann. I'm the superintendent here. And one of the goals of our podcast is to connect you with some of our students and staff or community members who are doing some amazing things in our school and our community. And today we want to talk specifically to a student and about a program that's fairly new to Morton School District, and that is our music tech program and what that looks like, what do they do. And so one of our leaders in that class is JD. So JD, welcome to our podcast, and I'm glad you're here.
Well, hi.
So here we go. We're going to get started. So JD, let's talk a little bit about you before we get into the music tech program. I know this answer because we've talked about it already, but how long have you been a student here in Morton?
I've been here since kindergarten. I have not missed a year, not done anything like that.
So you've been here from the get-go?
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Do you remember who your kindergarten teacher was?
Yep.
Who?
Miss Henderson.
I kind of figured it was that. So you've been here. You've had a lot of our staff members who've been here a long time, and now you have this year and one more year left.
Yep.
And then you're going to be walking across that stage as a graduate. So let's talk specifically. Let's get started on music tech. So music tech, you already corrected me once when I brought up. So how many years have we had music tech here?
We've had music tech for 3 years.
3 years. So this is year three. Do you know how it started? Did you guys ever get a little background on what brought music tech to Morton?
It was the Brandy Clark grant, correct?
That's right. That's right. So there used to be a show on VH1 called Save the Music, and it has kind of blossomed into this a program that actually gives an award to musicians, and if they win their award, it brings that program to their high school, and so that brought it here, which has been a great thing. So give us a little background of what are the things that you do in music tech, that's because it's obviously not just a music class, it's a little bit more. So what is music tech?
So in the beginning years of it, it was more just experimenting with the different systems, things like that, trying to see what works together. But as the class has aged within these past 2 years, we've learned more music theory, basic piano, so that'll help us create music digitally.
Okay.
Using MIDI keyboards, things like that, the iPads. And we have also DJed for some events like prom and homecoming, and we're planning on doing that this year too.
So when I think, so the music tech really then becomes it's using the technology. So you guys use soundboards, you're creating music, putting it into a digital format, you're using digital, okay. So it's not just like a typical band class, right? You're learning music and playing songs.
Yeah, you're learning music, playing songs, but with music tech, you got to learn how to produce music, how things work together, like chord structures, chord progressions, what is a chord, things like that. You got to learn how to make music.
Right, and what you guys have done, and I think this is kind of neat, you've taken that concept of being almost like a music producer, right? Mm-hmm. And you've taken it beyond just that, and also into the DJ world, right?
Yeah.
So how did that come up? How did it become that you guys became DJs?
I had the amazing idea that it would be fun to DJ for homecoming last year, and so we did it.
Yeah, and it went well?
Yeah.
And one of the things, I didn't know where you want to go, what is the goal that you and some of your students have in terms of a goal for the class moving forward in the realm of a DJ? What is it you want to do?
We've had plans to actually make it into a brand and try and like DJ outside of school events and make money off of that, and then buy more equipment for the class and then add to the ASB funds, do things like that.
Right, right.
Make prom better.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we're actually been getting more and more down the road, and I think you probably see this especially in some of our other classes, and one where music tech's going is, you know, how do we have an entrepreneur mentality? Mm-hmm. So you guys are taking that with music tech, is one of the realms you're going is how do we take these skills, right, and actually make money for our class to use for our class, right? That's kind of the concept. That's awesome. Besides DJ, what are some of the other things that you have thought you guys are thinking about doing in that class? Any other projects that you're starting to look at? And I know we're on, what, day four of school, so it's probably a little new.
We haven't really seen what's in store yet this year.
Right.
Some of the big things are prom and things like that, but we also have more theory that we're learning to...
Right.
Because theory is a big part of it, music theory, things like that. But we're just learning basic music theory, so it's not too bad.
And you guys are getting into composing, right? And actually writing music. And I think that's what's kind of neat. And that's going back to somewhat of the intent of the first class idea is actually being composers of music.
Yeah.
Right. So you guys, and Mr. Pratt, who's the teacher, is helping you with that?
Yeah, his 20 years of piano experience are amazing. He can play off of ear. He's doing good.
Awesome. So let's talk about Mr. Pratt. I know you've told me this before, but he's one of your favorite teachers.
Yeah.
Tell us why. Why is he one of your favorites?
He's younger. He can, like, connect with students better.
Okay.
And, like, understands different memes and stuff.
So he understands your guys' humor.
Yeah, his 20 years of piano experience, he can play things by ear. He can play any other instrument that you can think of. So if you ask, like, hey, I need help on this, he's there. He knows how to do it. He's...
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Besides Mr. Pratt, let's go outside of music tech. We're just kind of think about this. Who's another teacher? And I know you probably have more than one, but who's another teacher that you... really enjoy, one of your favorites? Who else would you say is in that same kind of category?
Metcalf.
Yeah. Why Mr. Metcalf? And that doesn't surprise me with you.
Because the classes are cool.
Okay.
And he's good at teaching them. And I've taught him some things with the 3D printer, different things like that.
So you have the 3D printer in there. So your two kind of favorite teachers are one in the world of music and the other one's in the shop doing the hands-on building of things, right? So you get to work with the 3D printer. You probably work with the plasma cutter.
Yeah, 3D printer, plasma cutter. Haven't worked at the CNC yet, but...
Right. So you like... So listening to that, you have the music tech, which is the digital end of the music world, in whatever fashion that could be, from DJ to composing to producing.
Recording even, podcasts.
Yep, you've done those things, which is awesome. On that end, and then on the other end, you have shop where you're now using the computers to create two-dimensional, three-dimensional things. So I get the impression that you like technology.
Yeah, and I also prefer the hands-on side of things, like welding, the construction class, which I have this year, which I'm excited for.
Yep.
That's construction. Sounds fun.
And right.
Welding, I like to weld.
So you like the active, involved components of education, right? Music creation, right? That's amazing. So as we think about, now you think about, so you're taking these, you're a junior, you are less than 2 years away from walking across the stage as a graduate.
Yeah, scary.
It's scary, but I have no fear that you're going to be fantastic. Where is it, and you may not have a perfect idea, but where is it you think you want to go after you graduate from here?
I'd like to go into the welding career.
You want to go welding?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you get to that?
I could go to college route and learn and go to a trade school, things like that, or I could jump straight into the workforce.
Okay.
Which straight into the workforce is cheaper.
It's cheaper, yeah, okay.
But you're less likely to get hired somewhere because you don't have schooling that this other guy has because he spent the money to go to the trade school.
Right. And there are different types of trade schools, different locations. Have you dove real deeply into some of those different trade schools?
There's a couple I've looked at. I know because we went to the welding competition in Pasco there. They have a pretty well-built shop program.
Okay.
Or shop, like I say shop program, but they have their welding program, their CNC control program. There's several that they run through. That's kind of all I've looked at. Haven't looked at much.
Okay. Yeah, and there are some options. Central College has a great welding program. I know we've had Wild Tech has come out to our school. They have a great program. I also know that two of the major manufacturers of welders, both Miller and Lincoln, run their own certification schools. Though that would involve some travel to them.
Yeah.
But they are all those get you to a certification level, which is fantastic. As we you know, topic here was music tech. Does it still, is that thing that when you go into welding down that career, do you see music staying a part of your life beyond?
Yeah.
Still creating, still making music, playing music, that's a big piece for you?
Yeah. Because I play guitar, I'm always going to play guitar. So
right.
Yeah.
In fact, what did you just recently do for the school with the guitar?
I played the national anthem at the first football game of the year.
That's right, national anthem, which was awesome. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
We need a better speaker system to pull that sound, but no, it was fantastic. As you think about Morton, and you're coming to the end of your career with us, right? You got 2 years left. What is it you wish Morton had that maybe we don't have, or what do you wish we offered that we don't have right now? Anything come to mind?
Not much comes to mind.
Yeah. You like that you like the offerings, you like the options you have?
In the past couple of years, the school's like class options have increased greatly.
Okay.
There's a lot more funner classes, things that are going to, I think, help us future on with like business creation. The computer science class.
Yep.
Helped quite a bit, because that's where most of our society is going, is more towards technology, computers, things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you on the esports team?
No, I wasn't. I work, so I don't.
Oh, that was a little conflict there. Okay. If you were to run into someone, this will be kind of my final question, but if you were to run into someone who maybe is not from the area, or maybe they're new and they moved to Morton, what is it you would tell someone about going to school in Morton or living in Morton that you don't think someone knows? What is it you would tell someone that, hey, you're new here, but this is something that you should know about our school or about our town? What would you say?
It's quiet town, not much happens. So if you're pretty laid back and don't want to worry about like big city drama or things like that, then it's quiet. You ain't got to worry about that. The school, the people are great, kind of, depending on what people you're with, but, teachers are fun.
Yeah.
They're not like some other teachers that I've heard or seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a...
The teachers let you kind of be yourself a little bit. You like that?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Well, JD, I want to think we're actually at our time here, a little over 12 minutes, but you've been great, and I wish you the best of luck in music tech and your welding as you go forth. And I know both Mr. Pratt and Mr. Metcalf will be there to help you along the way and get you to where you need to be. So, thank you, and to everyone else, we will see you at our next podcast. We'll talk to you at our next podcast. And until then, have a great day.
All right. Thanks for having me.